Hi everyone.
Hello.
Welcome back to Scatterbrain.
It is 4 p.m. Central Time in Hyde Park, Chicago, and you are listening to Midwave Radio.
So for today's episode, just like a full disclaimer, we can't really like research and put together like good episodes like every week. So we're thinking that the first two episodes of each month will be like our two-parter, like actual research substantive episodes, like the one that we did on psychedelics last week and the week before. And then, Indy, do you want to tell them about their plans?
And then the other other two episodes or so of the month, I think we're going to be doing a music episode or like a playlist, which is what we're going to be doing today. We'll be going back and forth and sharing some of our favorite songs with each other and with you all. And then for the final episode of the month, we don't really know. I think it'll depend. We just kind of want to like maybe interview our friends or just chat with each other. Very TBD. But that's kind of the general like episode schedule that we're going to be on a monthly basis. But we are working on our next like episode-y thing.
It'll be sci-fi related.
Yes, it will be sci-fi related. So if you're a fan of science fiction, I think you'll be very happy.
I'm excited.
I'm also excited. So
Without further ado.
Oh no, we don't have our intro music.
That's fine.
That's fine. So that's the intro music you'll be hearing when we're not doing a real episode. Elena, would you like to get us started off on this musical journey?
Yeah, sure. So the first song that I want to show... Also, I think... Well, this is probably just interesting to us, but I think it's interesting that our music tastes really overlap in, like...
Yes.
The dad music realm.
Yes.
Like, the folk music.
Yes.
The, like, old rock, etc., but then it really diverges. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to be trying to like show each other some music today. So
definitely.
I'm excited for that. So the first song that I wanted to show you is called Andromeda.
Okay.
It's by Wiseblood.
Okay.
And so the way that I found the song was on my drive to Chicago over the summer. It just like came up because I couldn't control like my playlists. They were just playing. And I really liked
that.
It. And it became like my pensive like emo song.
Your angsty
of the summer.
Song?
It was my angsty song.
That makes sense.
But I was just looking it up and she says, Wiseblood, I think that's how you say her name, says that she was really inspired by church music for it because she was from like a really religious family. And she said, when I record, I think about sacred space and I think about what would be in the sound of your soul if there's music coming out of it.
Oh,
I think that's so cool.
I'm so excited. And speaking of drives, just for a little reference, because of COVID, Elena and I don't fly home anymore. So whenever we go home, we drive, which is like 14 to 15 hours away. So a lot
discover
of time
lot
for,
of music.
For music discovery. Yeah. Okay, so without further ado, here is Andromeda. Okay.
Nothing in it for me, except my heart that's lazy. Running for my own life now, I'm really turning some time. Looking up to the sky for something I may never find.
Save me, I'll bear you the cross.
Wow.
Okay. Can you give me your reviews?
I loved that song.
It, I don't know, it felt so, like, I could definitely hear the, like, the church aspect in it. It just kind of feels like falling, like, over and over again. It's like rising and falling. Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. And I definitely see how at a point of, like, being delirious in your drive, that is, like, the perfect song, like, to listen to.
The sun was setting in Ohio, and I was just like, I guess my life is falling apart, even though it just objectively is not.
I love it. No, thank you so much for showing me that song.
Of course.
10 out of 10.
Wonderful.
Okay, so it's my turn now. We're just going to be switching back and forth. So I think I'm gonna go with a classic. Mm-hmm. You know, might be a little overdone, but I love Pink Floyd, and mm-hmm. I'm not ashamed to admit that. So I'm gonna cue up some Pink Floyd, I think. And this is a song that we both like very much.
So I'm not actually being shown a song.
So you're not being shown a song, but it's one of my all-time favorite songs.
Which song is it?
I'm gonna be playing Comfortably Numb.
Ah.
A classic.
Yes. This was my, like, middle school, wow, I think I have really good music taste.
Exactly. Song. No, that is exactly what it is, but for some reason, I just cannot.
It's a really good song.
I just can't shake this song. Yeah, fine. Right, it's a good song. Okay, here we go.
Is there anyone home? Come on, come on now. I hear you feeling down.
Been Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd. Love it.
That's a great song.
Great song.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Alina, what is next for us?
Let's see. Okay. This is a song that I discovered a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Via Discover Weekly.
Discover Weekly is great.
At times. I have like mixed feelings about Discover Weekly. But anyhow. This is called Ain't No Remedy by Love Supreme.
Okay.
And I was like, who are these people? I've never heard of them. They don't have a ton of listeners on Spotify. And they're just like a French duo, like two dudes just playing music together.
Okay.
Like, they like to combine like jazz and electronic. But I could find very little information about them.
I love that.
But this is like one of the coolest songs, I think.
Okay, so, what vibe do you think this song evokes? Like, where does it take you?
Like, undefinable.
Undefinable. Oh, wow, I'm excited. Yeah. Okay, here is Ain't No Remedy.
I'll be loving you eternally. My heart wears in the deep. Thank you. of these fantasies. Now you smile at me.
That song made me feel unlike I have ever felt before in my life. Also, for reference, the album cover of that song, as I observed when I was listening to it, is like a banana floating through outer space.
Yeah.
And I think that perfectly encapsulates how I felt while listening to that song.
I agree with that. Like, you half feel like banana in space, and you half feel like you're about to, like, sacrifice yourself to the gods.
No, I know. I cannot put that feeling into words, but I completely agree with you that that is just, that's really something.
Mm-hmm.
So our next song is one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite bands. I'm going to be playing Transmission by Joy Division. Joy Division was a sort of, like, punk, post-punk band from England, and they have a very cool history that I encourage everyone to check out, learn about. Plug for a podcast I really like, No Dogs in Space. They did a really good episode, or series of episodes, about Joy Division. But anyway, I absolutely love this song. I think it's just, it's a vibe. It's fascinating. So here is Transmission.
Okay, so that was Transmission.
I really liked that. Mm. I had not heard it before.
I am glad.
Yeah, it was like a 9.7 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't...
I so appreciate that.
Yeah, no, of course.
I feel like nothing can ever truly be a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, nothing can be a 10 out of 10 at all. And I think it's a song that, like, I really appreciate. I don't know if it would, like... If it's, like, an every vibe kind of song, you know?
No,
I think that's my 10 out of 10. It has to be an every...
That's
every
so vibe. Fair. That's so fair.
But thank you for introducing
me. Of course.
My next song, I've probably played for you okay. on one of our drives, but it's called Paralyzed by Nilufer Yanya. I was trying to, like, look up how to actually say her name. Because I feel bad. And I only got, like, a Wikipedia pronunciation, which sounded just
wrong,
very incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she is really cool. She's kind of small. But fun fact, she turned down an offer to join a girl group produced by Louis of One Direction. but, yeah, I think her voice is so cool.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. She's awesome.
That's incredible.
She, yeah.
I'm so excited.
Check
okay. Okay, let's do it. Never do I to think about this almost too hard to make sense out of. And never do I mean what we talk about. And never too high. Thank you. Wow, I love that song. We were just listening and I was like doing some research on her and she seems so cool.
She does. Yeah. What do you, how would you rank?
How would I rank? Yeah. I think that's like a solid like 9 out of 10.
Totally.
I just, it makes me want to just be like driving in the summer and just like jamming. She also has such a beautiful voice that is so distinctive. So loved it. Yes. Absolutely loved it. I'm deciding what to do next. Well, so, I have a thought, of a song that I, like, would really be showing you, because it's some Indian music. Actually, yeah, I think I'm gonna do it. I think I'm gonna do this now. So this is a really cool song by a singer named Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, and he's a Sufi singer and comes from a really long line of Sufi performers, and Sufism is basically, like, the mystical sect of Islam, and I'm not going to do that history justice in any way, so I will not be going into it.
That could be another
That could be an entire another episode. But yeah, I started listening to this song a few days ago. I don't really know how I stumbled upon it. But yeah, I think it's really beautiful. It's like the song is kind of in a devotional style, like he's singing to someone that he really loves, and in Sufi music a lot of the time that's how you would like sing to God. So God is like a stand-in for someone who you like love or are longing for.
I really like that.
Yeah, so it's really interesting, and yeah, I hope you all enjoy this song. If my parents are listening, I am sure they will. Hello. Okay, here we go.
Yeah. सजना तेरे बिना, सजना तेरे बिना, सजना तेरे बिना।
So I love that.
Yay! I'm so glad. Yeah, that Sufi music is beautiful. Like, would recommend listening to it, just enjoying it. Such a cool history surrounding it as well, so.
Oh, that was awesome.
Definitely.
And in the background, we were just, like, talking about God.
So yeah, we were just chatting about religion and God. And if you like thinking about things like that, then Sufism is definitely worth some of your time, because they have a fascinating approach to relationships with God, and so cool. So cool.
Nice.
Okay.
So next song that we're going to is one that we both really like, and I actually it'll probably be only interesting to us, but like the way that I actually found this song wasn't directly from you, but it also was.
Okay.
I was like, it was a night in like the spring, and I was just like lying in my bed. I was like, I want new music, and so I just looked through your playlist. And I was just like, this song sounds cool.
This song
and
is interesting.
I was just mesmerized.
Yeah, it is a beautiful song, and I can't even take Discovery credit for it. Joe showed this song to me, but
our good friend Joe
showed me this song. So here is "In the Morning of the Magicians" by The Flaming Lips.
We'll be right back.
Okay. So that was the mesmerizing.
In the morning.
In the morning of the magician. Sorry, we were just talking about, like, Flaming Lips songs, and they all, like, swirled together in my brain.
That happens.
That does happen. So the next song I have for you all is something that I actually just thought of and really wanted to include. I am really into plants. I am, like, pathologically attached to all of my plants. They're, like, my children or, like, my pets. I don't really know. I love plants. But anyway.
Can attest to that one.
Yeah, Lena can attest to that one. I'm going to be playing a song called Plantasia off of the album Mother Earth's Plantasia.
A cult classic.
It's a cult classic, and it was designed, I believe, to be played to plants to, like, stimulate their growth or something. But it's also really cool, and people can enjoy it too.
Wow!
And I'm planning on, like, playing it for my plants every day and seeing if they grow faster, but I haven't started that adventure yet. I think they will. Yeah, there's all kinds of cool studies about, like, we can talk about this another time, but plants love getting attention. Okay, so this is Plantasia. My God, I love that song.
It was so good.
That gives me, like, the same vibes as Banana Flying Through Space. Banana in Space.
It's a genre of its own.
It is a genre of its own. What are we listening to next?
So, I was inspired by you playing a song with no words. Mm-hmm. So, this song was my, like, second top song of 2020, just because I listen to it on loop when I'm studying.
Mm.
It's by Alex G. It's just, like, a really cool experimental song. It's on House of Sugar, which is a really good album, so check it out.
Okay.
But, yeah, this is Project 2 by Alex G.
Wow.
Be cool.
I like that a lot.
Word.
I'm going to add it to my study playlist.
Would suggest.
Okay.
So what are you showing me now?
So I was going to play a song by The Cure, but I feel like I'm going to play them a lot. So I want to play something that I feel like lines up with the vibe more and is a song that I feel like I've played for you less.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna play a song by Jillian Welch, who is this very cool kind of like bluegrass artist. It's just her and her musical partner, and she has a really beautiful like lyrical skill and makes like very simple music, but it's beautiful. Joe, my good friend, showed me this song. I think that should just be a recurring thing, but really cool. This song is about Miss Ohio.
Ooh, so I'm excited.
Yeah. Oopsie.
Oh, me, oh, my, oh. Look at Miss Ohio. She's running around with her rag top down. She says, I want to do right, but not right now. I'm gonna drive to Atlanta and live out this fantasy. You're running around with her rag top down. Yeah, I wanna do right, but not right now. had your arm around your shoulder, a regimental soldier. And mama starts pushing that wedding gown. Yeah, you wanna do right, but not right now. Oh, me, oh my, oh, would you look at Miss Ohio? She's running around with a rag top down. She says, I wanna do right, but not right now.
Hello.
Hello.
So that is going to be our last song for today, but I hope you enjoyed our musical mandate.
That was really fun.
Yeah, that was really fun, and we are excited to do something like this again next week, maybe something a little more talking-based, we're not really sure.
Yeah.
But it is 4:59 in Hyde Park, and you are listening to Midwave Radio. Next up is
the Reproductive Justice League. Yay. So stay tuned. It's bound to be interesting.
And this has been Scatterbrain. Thank you so much for listening to us, and have a great Monday.
Bye.